Welcome back to JR Morning. Gas prices in Michigan have dipped slightly to around $4.72 a gallon, offering drivers a brief little moment of relief, but that calm may not last long. Analysts warn that renewed geopolitical tensions, rising oil prices, the start of the summer travel season could quickly send prices back up. And with millions of Americans preparing to hit the road for Memorial Day, uncertainty at the pump is once again front and center. And joining us now, Mark Griffin, president of Michigan Petroleum Association. He's going to help us break down what's driving these swings and what Michigan drivers should expect next. Mark, welcome to JR Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well this morning. Gas prices in Michigan dipped a little bit here, but analysts are, you know, are already warning that relief may be short-lived. What's driving the back-and-forth volatility?
And that's exactly what it is. It's volatility. I've been in my position for just over 30 years now, and we've seen swings like this based on what happens globally time and time again. You see a lot of, you know, everything from innuendo to rumors to fears that get out there. It's a commodity. Crude oil is a global commodity that, and the price is driven by all those factors. Usually in economics, it's supply and demand. Well, right now, demand is tight in some areas of the world. I'm sorry, demand is huge. Supply is tight mm-hmm. in some areas of the world. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's causing this volatility.
And with Memorial Day and summer travel kicking off, I mean, how much pressure does, you know, that increased demand put on an already unstable price?
Exactly. We see that year after year after year. Usually our lowest cost, hence our lowest prices, are in the December to January, February timeframe as consumer demand for gasoline lessens in the summer months, July and August. Typically, that's when our cost goes up because demand goes up. And if I can interject one thing,
yeah.
is gasoline retailers. We share our customers' concerns over high gas prices. That is, gasoline is 70% of our gross sales, but it's 30% of our profit. We make more money off the in-store sales, pop, candy, milk, all those things, than we do off of motor fuel. So as the price goes up, consumers spend less in our stores. That hurts us. We share that our customers' concern over these high prices.
So gasoline is the gateway to candy. Hey, Mark, Jason Rowe, good talking to you this morning.
You bet. Yeah, that's one way to look at it.
You know, I've seen some analysts on CNBC and some of the other business programming talking about once, you know, we get the security in the Strait of Hormuz and are able to open up shipping again, that it will take 60 days or more in order to get the supply back online to what we would expect it to be. Will that drive the cost of oil per barrel, or will the market, just by virtue of there being long-term stability or at least short-term stability in the region, affect the price of oil per barrel?
That's a great question, and it's, you know, we've seen it work both ways. Sometimes, I mean, if you go back and you look at the price of crude oil just in the last month and a half or so, you've seen wild fluctuations just based on people's comments. You know, we've gone from, in a matter of days, from, you know, over $112 a barrel down to $91 a barrel. So you see that wild fluctuation. If by some miracle we were able to get out of it, let's say today, and everybody agreed to stop fighting and all those things were to happen, the price would probably go down. How long does that take to show up in retail prices? That could be a matter of days, could be a matter of a week. It may take longer depending on how long it takes to start moving product the way it's normally been moved.
And, you know, Mark, refinery output, and I know seasonal, you know, fuel blends, that matters too. And you know, how much do those, you know, regional issues shape kind of what Michigan drivers pay compared to like the national average?
Sure, sure. Well, keep in mind in Detroit, we by law since 1993, I was probably one of the last people in the room when that law was enacted, and we have a unique blend of gasoline in Southeast Michigan. There's a thing called reed vapor pressure, and it's for summer gas. And the lower the reed vapor pressure, in theory, the less smog is what I think the term used to be called, it goes into the atmosphere. In Detroit, it's 7-pound reed vapor pressure. The rest of Michigan is at 9-pound during the summer. Places like Chicago, Milwaukee, they're 7.8 or higher. So it makes it more difficult for refiners and petroleum wholesalers and retailers to meet the needs of Southeast Michigan because of that decision that was made over 30 years ago. At some point, Michigan needs to revisit that concept to bring us in line with the rest of the Great Lakes region. And that's probably a discussion for another day. But right now, those are some of the real world things that we have to deal with when we switch over from winter to summer gas, which we're right in the middle of doing as we speak.
And Mark, you know, the U.S. is, you know, if not the largest, one of the largest oil producers in the world. My understanding is 80% of the oil that we use comes from us domestically. If that's the case, why do we see such a spike related to what's happening in the Middle East as compared to, you know, the source that we have here in the country?
Sure. That's a great question. And you got to look at it from the standpoint of what is that barrel of oil worth? If I can sell it here domestically for $70, great. But if I can put it on a ship and sell it to Europe for $115, if you were the producer of that oil, what would you do?
Yeah.
You'd try to get the best price you could for it.
Absolutely.
An analogy to that is if you buy a share of stock in a company for $10, and overnight it comes out the news that they make the greatest gizmo that everybody's got to have, and that share of stock goes up to $200. That company did nothing, but yet the value of that stock went up. Oil, because it's a commodity that's traded globally, it's the same type of concept.
And, you know, some states are temporarily adjusting taxes or fuel regulations to ease the prices. Also, the president's talking about maybe pausing the federal gas tax. Do those moves actually make a meaningful difference for drivers, or is that just a short-term cushion?
I think it's I won't call it a publicity move, but it's an attempt to try to do something. Keep in mind, in Michigan, we're not every state is like this, but we prepay the tax as wholesalers and retailers. We're the taxpayer. When we buy refined products, gasoline and diesel from the major oil companies, we not only pay for the product up front, but we pay all the taxes, the 18 cents a gallon to the federal government, the 52 cents a gallon to the state of Michigan. That 70 cents a gallon has come out of our pocket, and we hope to recoup that when we sell it to you.
Mark Griffin, President of the Michigan Petroleum Association, we appreciate you coming on, giving your insight this morning. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Have a good day. And coming up, the hantavirus. It's in the news a lot right now. We're going to be speaking with the Division Chief of Infectious Disease at the School of Medicine at Wayne State University. What do we need to know, and what do we need to worry about here in Michigan when it comes to hantavirus? That's next at 8:35 on JR Morning.